Well, basically, we met in order to give her an opportunity to give some clarity to the decision that she had made. We required some information and paperwork, and the meeting really was a very somber meeting, and our solicitor done most of the talking, in fact, all of the talking, and she wasn't very forthcoming, and it was a great disappointment to the families that she couldn't provide the information that we requested yesterday.
And did Theresa Villiers give the families anything yesterday?
Unfortunately, she didn't. I'm sorry to say, absolutely nothing, other than to say that she did recognise the families had carried out a very dignified campaign over the last 10 years. But that said, her decision still stands. And it's the families have no option now but to go to court to get the answers that they need.
And when will this go ahead now?
Well, the legal process has begun, and you know, that can be that can take some time. But we're just going to have to. We're our hands are our fate now is with the courts.
And there's a long way to go as far as the families are concerned.
There is, and that's the tragedy about it, because the Secretary of State could have saved all this time and expense. You know, if she had granted a public inquiry, we could be today making arrangements for that public inquiry. Unfortunately, the government have chosen not to go that route.